This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Blow the whistle here on Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls per use. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Get at me. Right now, I know my next guest is vibing to that. I'm sure he heard that a lot in Philly this week. He lives down in Philly, and they were celebrating the Eagles Super Bowl. I also got to talk to him about this Four Nations hockey. I mean, I just watched the end of a fantastic game. I was talking to you guys right on air as Finland beat Sweden in overtime, 4-3. So let's bring him in. Shukri writes from the Hub of Champions podcast, a dear friend of mine. Let's start with where you're at, my friend. I mean, I talked to you last week before the Super Bowl was played. We both liked the Eagles to win it, and we both talked about how if they were to win it, the city would go nuts. You're there. Were we right? Was it insane? Not only take me back to Super Sunday, but also the parade they just had yesterday, right?
What's going on, my man? It's always great to be on with you, and what a week it's been for sure. We were both right. I mean, about the Eagles winning Super Bowl 59, we both picked them to win. And what's interesting is that there are some people that were so confident that the Eagles were going to win. They were going above and beyond to say that it was going to be a blowout. And I was like, come on, you got to throw a little respect on Patrick Mahomes' name. They weren't wrong. They were not wrong. I mean, when they were up 34-0, I really couldn't believe the level of dominance. Yeah. That we saw in that game, and especially like they decided that they're going to shut down Saquon Barkley, but they forgot that Jalen Hurts could also throw the ball, and did he ever in this game? But the big story, in my opinion, was the level of domination of the Eagles' defense, especially what defensive coordinator Vic Fangio did. I mean, it was unbelievable to see Patrick Mahomes get sacked 6 times, and not only just that. The secondary play a big role in it, obviously, including Cooper DeJean's pick 6 in the Super Bowl on his birthday, no less. So that entire city, when the game was over, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, before the clock hit zero, I was really walking over the Broad Street for the mere fact that I have to see up close what Philly is like when the Eagles win the Super Bowl. And needless to say, It was a sight to behold. I mean, I saw multiple people literally climbing on street poles, and not only just that, just some of the insanity that I witnessed. It just left me absolutely speechless. And as far as the parade yesterday, I mean, it was an experience. I mean, it was well over 1 million people in Philly yesterday for the parade, and then not only just that, the love affair that I saw between Philadelphia and as well as the Eagles, it was above clear. It was above anything that I could have even fathomed. And it was truly something to behold.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, You know, I thought the whole Super Bowl stunk, to be honest with you. I mean, it went the way you and I thought that it would. But, you know, I really I don't know if it's like PTSD from when I was a kid and Super Bowls always ended in blowouts. I think we the fans have been spoiled in recent years because most of the time they're really close games. So when it's a blowout, I just kind of check out. Kendrick Lamar was like the best part of the Super Bowl, I thought. But I now want to talk to you about, you know, the Four Nations hockey, because this has been fantastic. And I said this earlier in the show. This is better than anything the NHL can do in terms of all-star games or any of that nonsense. This is where it's at. I really like this Four Nations thing. So Finland beat Sweden. I'm sure you were watching it, if you want to touch on that. And then could you preview USA-Canada tonight for us? Because that's a big one.
Oh, absolutely. It's the game that I have personally been counting down towards literally all day as I struggle to recover from yesterday's Eagles Super Bowl antics. But as far as Finland and Sweden was concerned, it was just an outstanding game all the way through and through. And you talk about just a great back and forth matchup between these two teams that is loaded with offensive power. And you talk about a huge win for Finland. And Finland is the ultimate underdog in this tournament, no question. And it was, they earned the two big points over Sweden. And to see like Michael Granlund's career being resurrected with the San Jose Sharks and seeing what he's doing for Finland now, it really is huge. And just a side note, in terms of Granlund, he got traded to the Dallas Stars ahead of the Four Nations break. But seeing him perform on this high pressure environment, it's going to be absolutely huge. But as far as the game is concerned, I mean, my goodness, I mentioned about Michael Granlund and in the game winning goal 8-11 into the overtime period. But you talk about just the way that it was set up with Adrian Kempe standing down the right wing, and then like the way that he just left the defender in his rearview mirror, and then like Lankin and the goaltender for Sweden didn't know where it was. It was just like really unbelievable how Granlund was able to beat Omar five hole in the winning sequence for this game. But that was a monster win for Finland. But as far as USA Canada is concerned tonight, I mean, my brother, where on earth do you even start? I mean, one, there's already the heightened anticipation in terms of the USA Canada rivalry as is, and then also with everything that's going on politically between the two nations, and then you add that fact of, as part of the mix as well. But as far as the players are concerned, USA, I really, really like a lot. You saw how offensively late in the game, they just absolutely just took off, and the Tkachuk brothers played a big role in that, and the goaltending as well. And I'm going to be really curious to see how it all like plays out tonight, especially when you talk about the power play for Canada. It's been absolutely lethal. Cale Makar, by the way, who was part of the power play. He's going to be a game time decision, but him playing on that power play along with Nathan MacKinnon, Devon Toews, Sidney Crosby. I mean, my goodness, it is absolutely lethal. But you also got to love what the United States also is going to be bringing to the table as far as just the depth of their roster. And I really am excited to see the matchup of potentially Charlie McAvoy versus Brad Marchand on the ice tonight. And lastly, I think what it's going to boil down to is like which team is going to do a much better job of staying out of the penalty box. If you're in the United States, you cannot afford to commit silly penalties on the ice because this power play is absolutely lethal and the firepower that Canada has. But for the U.S., I really am excited to see what Auston Matthews does, especially for Team USA on Saturday night against Canada. And not to only mention that I also do think that if you're a fan of either team, skill and physicality is going to be absolutely at a premium in this game, and it's going to be so much fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Shukri Wrights joins us of the Hub of Champions podcast. All right, let's talk Bruins just to get your blood pressure up here because, You know,
torture, man.
I know. Going into this break, you know, they had lost two in a row to really great teams in the Rangers and the Golden Knights. At least coming out of the break, they play the Ducks, who suck. But, I mean, it seems like by the day they're losing footing for a wild card. I know you've been very outspoken with the Bruins this season. Let's start with what the hell has happened. What do you think has gone wrong? And then I know you've already made it very clear to me and all your platforms that you want them to be sellers at the deadline. So start with what happened this season, and then take me up to the deadline, because I know you just want to go ahead and offload at this point.
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't expect the Bruins to underachieve the way that they have this season when training camp began last September. I honestly thought that that the Bruins were going to be in a much better position than where they are currently when they signed Elias Lindholm in the free agency, and as well as Nikita Zadorov as well. But the trade with the Ottawa Senators to acquire Mark Kastelic in the deal for Linus Ullmark, I thought that's been the one deal that has absolutely worked well for the Bruins. And I think this season has boiled down to the team just really underperforming all the way around, whether it be Swayman, whether it be Marchand. And, you know, he was coming off of multiple surgeries during the offseason that just passed. But then also, what I do find to be the most frustrating aspect of it all is that at one point, the Bruins, they fired on the head coach, Jim Montgomery, thinking that it was going to be the solution to their problems. But as the weeks went on after mid-November, it became clear to me that the issues run much more deeper than changing head coaches.
Right.
So like, I think what it boils down to is that this is just a season of bad roster construction. And as you mentioned, I have been very publicly outspoken in terms of the Bruins. They need to be sellers. There really is no reason to be buyers at the trade deadline, because the issues run far more deeper than just this season. And I've also been very clear on my platforms where I have said that the Boston Bruins have to make a decision in terms of Brad Marchand, because one, as of right now, they are they're not any closer to coming to an agreement with a new contract for what Marchand wants. And that's number two. I don't think the Bruins would be wise to let him walk in free agency come July 1st, regardless of how the season ends for the Bruins. So my thing is that if you're going to move on from Marchand, now would be the time, like obviously after the Four Nations tournament, and see what you can get back for him. And I think one team that could benefit from having a player like Marchand on the team is the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, that takes a lot of pressure off McDavid.
And Draisaitl, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, veteran guy, knows how to win. I tell you what, Marchie looks like he's having a lot of fun in this Four Nations tournament. I mean, I see the guy laughing and joking and scoring goals and flying around out there. You know, let me ask you this, because this is what I led the show with. Obviously, with Alex Bregman being signed here in the Sox offseason, I think that was the icing on the cake of a really good offseason for the Sox. Do you think, now that we're in spring training, these acquisitions, at least the big names, are done, do you think that it was enough to get this team over the hump and back in the postseason? Do you believe the Red Sox will make the playoffs this season?
To be honest with you, I don't have a reason to think that they don't make the postseason as a wild card team, honestly.
Okay.
The only the concern that I do have is this. It's not so much the acquisitions now. It's the arms. Because you have to think about Walker Buehler for just a moment in terms of, will he stay healthy for the duration of the season?
Right.
And then Lucas Giolito, he's coming off a major surgery on his UCL. He hasn't pitched in well over a year. And I like what they did in acquiring Garrett Crochet. I really do. And on paper, signing Walker Buehler to a one-year deal, it's absolutely tremendous. No issue there whatsoever. But I do wonder about the health of the arms in the rotation, because ultimately what you're going to need is guys like Crochet and Buehler to stay healthy. And as well as like another year of development for guys like Brian Bale, who who had a lackluster year a season ago. You're going to want to see more from him as well in the rotation. But as far as like the bats are concerned, you now have a bat that can protect Rafael Devers as well. Because prior to Bregman being signed with the Red Sox, one of my chief concerns going into spring training was who was going to give Devers protection in that lineup.
Right.
Like, I mean, honestly, I mean, I like Tristan Casas a lot, but the truth is I just don't think he was going to be that guy. And as well as Trevor Story, health-wise, again with this man, is he going to stay healthy? When he stays healthy, will he produce? There's a lot of what ifs. I do think the Red Sox right now, they have a shot to contend for the wild card in the American League, yes. But for me, the biggest question is going to come down to health, because they have a number of guys who have not been able to stay healthy, and that they're going to need them to stay healthy this season in order to make the biggest loss over.
All right, listen, we're here at the NBA All-Star break. You know I got to ask you about the Celtics. Have you seen anything in the first half of the season that had you nervous about a repeat bid, or do you feel comfortable that we're going to get another parade here in Boston with the C's?
I do think that a repeat is coming, but if there's one thing that does make me nervous is their inconsistencies, their up and down play. I thought the other night in the Celtics game against the Heat that Joe Mazzulla said something that was pretty telling, where he was not happy about how the team looked like towards the end of that second quarter in that game. And I think that speaks to the up and down stretch for the Celtics team, considering how they started the season at 21-5, but at one point they were playing 500 basketball for more than 2 months. So I think once they get to the postseason, everything will fall into place, but you got to be concerned about the consistency and the consistent level of play. But at the same time, I don't think it's realistic for me to sit here and say that, well, they should have the same pace and the same trajectory that they did last year, where they had one of the great all-time seasons. But I think they will repeat ultimately, but they got to be a lot more consistent in terms of both shooting the three ball and as well as on the defensive end of the court.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that's well said, brother. And listen, I told you I'm going to bring you on more often. Shukri Wrights of the Hub of Champions podcast. You know, I think the world of you, man. Appreciate you coming on and going around the horn with all the Boston sports for me, brother. Thanks a lot, man. And I'll have you back before opening day. We'll get you back on before Red Sox opening day.
Absolutely. My pleasure, man. Thank you for having me on, man. Much love to you. And listen, it's going to be a fun spring ahead. So buckle up and let's enjoy the ride.
No doubt, bro. Sox back. We'll see if the Bruins make a playoff push. I don't feel good about it, but it's possible. And then obviously we know we'll have Celtics playoffs. So you're right. And by the way, Patriots, I didn't ask you about the number four pick, but they got the number four pick in the draft. So yeah, the spring is going to be off the hook around here. As soon as we thaw out from this snow, we got more coming tonight, Shu. So we just got to thaw out first, man. I appreciate you, bro. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, man. I appreciate you too, bro.
My man, there he is. Shukri Wrights of the Hub of Champions podcast. So listen, when I come back, I'm going to talk about who the Patriots should be targeting this offseason. So we'll go through top Patriots targets for the offseason. Get a little football talking here. I mean, let's face it. We talk Red Sox, Bruins, Four Nations hockey. Now we're getting a little Pats action. In the last hour of the show, coming up at 5, you know, I'll switch gears, start talking Celtics and NBA. We got all the business here on the Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. And here's what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Boston Red Sox have officially agreed to a 3-year, $120 million contract with All-Star infielder Alex Bregman. The deal includes opt-outs after each year, and Bregman will reportedly be playing second base with the Sox. The NHL Four Nations face-off rolls on today. Elias Lindholm and Team Sweden lost to Team Finland in overtime. The final score was 4-3. Brad Marchand and Team Canada face off against Charlie McAvoy, Jeremy Swayman, and Team USA tonight at 8 p.m. All-Stars Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are preparing to play with Team Shaq in the NBA All-Star Tournament tonight. Brown and Tatum's semifinal game tips off at 9:10 p.m. The Boston College hockey team heads up to Amherst to face the UMass Minutemen at 6:45 p.m. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. UMass won last night's matchup 3-2. Stay tuned later in the day for Westwood One's coverage of NCAA men's basketball right here on WEEI. Number 15-ranked Kentucky heads down to Austin to play Texas at 8 o'clock p.m. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls per use. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and IG. Give me a follow, baby. Yeah! talking Red Sox with you, talking Bruins with you, talking Celtics with you. I'm about to get into some Patriots talk here as well. I mean, we got all the business here on The Experience. I've been getting a lot of messages complimenting the show. Many of you, you know, you just never know with radio because I've been doing weekends here at WEEI a few years now. Some of you have seen me on NESN. Some of you have heard me on the radio here in the past on WEEI in the past few years. Some of you, I got a message that I read earlier in the show, you know, of a caller that just heard me for the first time last week and tuned in this week as well and loves it and is now following me on social media. So, you know, just get in here, get involved. I always say that, you know, I try to do a different show in terms of most people think when they see me solo here that it's like, oh, okay, you're a solo act. It's like, well, not really. I would argue I have more co-hosts than anyone because I actually take calls and talk to people and go back and forth. I know a lot of shows don't do that. You know, you just have one or two people or however many talking at you for 3 or 4 hours. That's not what I do. I like to talk with you. So give me a follow, Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and IG. I post on there, you know, whenever I'm going to be here on WEEI, what day, what time. I also post a ton of clips of the shows that I do at NESN as well. So get involved with me, Travis Thomas Experience, on social media, and get involved with the show. 617-779-7937. Like I said, we've talked Red Sox offseason. We talked a little Bruins with my guy, Shukri Wrights. You know, I'm about to talk Celtics coming up at 5. And some Patriots here. So we talk all your teams. So get involved here. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. Let's go to Steve on line one. What's up, Steve?
Steve in Fall River. Don't just say Steve. There's plenty of Steve's out there.
Steve in Fall River.
Hall of Fame talk show.
The legend. The legend.
I call your show. You've made it. You've made it. I like your last guest, but I got to tell you something. Joe Mazzulla said the effort at the end of the second quarter was yep. blah, blah, blah. Who the hell cares? Now, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you're sitting around drinking, you say to yourself, how the hell did we lose to the New England Patriots in week one? That cost us the playoffs. And we were pretty hot, and maybe we could have went to the Super Bowl. It's not rocket science. It's 82 games.
Right.
Isn't it more important in the last week of the season? How's the hangnail on Kristaps Porzingis doing? So he's not out for a month with something that you would think is a 2-game thing. The guy's out missing a whole series. That's what you got to worry about.
Right.
As far as the Bruins go, didn't they win the President's Cup a couple of years ago?
Sure did.
They won. Okay. I got to tell you right now, they got a good chance of achieving what they achieved that season in the playoffs, winning a series and losing in the second series, even as bad as they're underperforming because everybody makes the playoffs. Until the last 2 weeks of the year for both these winter sports teams, I go by the last 2 to 3 weeks of the season, how are they doing? How's their health? For the Bruins, how's the goaltending? And then you get into the playoffs, and guess what? Everybody starts. You get one home game extra. Big deal. So if you don't get one extra home game in a 7-game series, are you really losing that much?
Right.
And you start over. Everybody's 0-0. And that's basically the way it went to sports. I'll tell you the same thing next year.
Yeah.
The Red Sox, maybe that 25-1 is a little bad. But I'd love to know what the Patriots winning the Super Bowl odds are right now. It's got to be more than 25-1, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good call by you, Stephen Fall River, a legend as always. Appreciate the call. That's a good point. Well, the thing, too, I was making the point about the Red Sox while I look up the Patriots number for you, brother. The point I was making about the Sox, you know, it's 25-1 to win the World Series. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about that, but I tell you one thing. I mean, if they can get in the postseason, there's really – the Yankees don't scare me. I think the Yankees on paper scared me more last year with Soto than they do now. I was saying the Sox to win the AL at 14-1 was something I could be interested in. It's hard for me to bet against the Dodgers. And to be honest with you, if someone knocks the Dodgers off, whether that's a Phillies or a Braves or someone like that, I'm scared you-know-what-less of that team, too, because if you can beat the Avengers, you know, the Dodgers are the Avengers as far as I'm concerned. So if you can beat them, I would probably still favor whoever comes out of the NL. But Red Sox to win the AL is what I was talking about. That's 14-1. You mentioned the President's Trophy a couple years back for the Bruins, and you said that that team only advanced to the second round. That team was ousted in the first round, actually, by the Panthers. Last year's team won a playoff series. They beat the Maple Leafs in that first round and then lost to the Panthers again. But I hear you. I think he said the last couple weeks of the season is when he really dials in for the Bruins. Listen, I hear you that everyone makes a playoffs, but it doesn't really feel like that to me. And I'll be honest with you, right now it doesn't feel like this team is going to make the playoffs. We'll see. A lot of hockey left to be played. Going into the break, they didn't look good. I mean, they lost two games in a row to real teams, in the Rangers and in Vegas. So, you know, it's not looking or feeling good right about now, but we shall see. Let's go to Coach on line two. Coach, you're in the Travis Thomas Experience. How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you, man?
Good, man. Good to hear from you.
So, listen, I want to be optimistic with free agency with the Patriots when I hear names like T. Higgins and Ronnie Stanley and, you know, it goes on and on. But I have to ask you, no matter what bag of money we throw at anybody, old lineman, wide receiver, edge rusher, I don't know anyone that wants to come and play for the Patriots. I think our only shot at rebuilding is trades in the draft. I really do, and I'm sad saying that. I know we have Drake May, and that's an attraction. We now have Mike Vrabel, and that's a little bit of an attraction. I just don't think any offensive player wants to come here to a team whose offense is horrible and have to wait, like, and watch their career go in the tank. Just your thoughts.
Appreciate the call, Coach. I don't agree. I don't think – by the way, I just looked this up. Patriots Super Bowl odds, 100-1. Yikes, 100-1. I'm probably going to shock you here with my answer to your question. I am way more cynical than you. Even though you're saying no one you don't think wants to go to the Patriots, because I think he used the terms like it's where your career goes to die or something, like it's all downhill if you sign with the Patriots. I'm actually more cynical than you are. I don't think anyone cares anything about anything other than money. Okay? That's what they care about. And I get it. Like, they tried to pay Calvin Ridley last year. And remember, it was like, oh, his girlfriend didn't want to live in this area. And then the tax, the state tax, and blah, blah, blah. Listen, it's as simple as this. Okay? They're going to... Let me explain to you what's going to happen here. The Patriots are going to get a Brinks truck. Ben Affleck from the town will be riding shoddy in that Brinks truck, okay? Robert Kraft is going to drive it. And he's going to drive it to wherever T. Higgins is. And he's going to have a contract in the truck. And when he hops out, he's going to give it to T. Higgins. And on that contract, it's going to have a blank check. And he's going to say, fill this out, sign at the bottom on the dotted line, and then here's the keys to your new Brinks truck filled with cash. Ben's going to help you sort it all out, okay? That's how that works. I don't think anyone cares about anything else other than the money, honey. That's what these players care about. So I don't believe anyone saying, oh, I'm not going to go to New England. Oh, I don't want to live there. Oh, that state tax is too much. Oh, they don't have Tom and Bill anymore. Oh, they're losers. That franchise will never win again. The dynasty's over. No player cares about any of that. All they care about is a dollar bill, y'all. If you pay like you weigh, they will come. If you pay like you weigh, they will play. That's how that's going to go, okay? If you pay them, they will come. That's how that goes. There is no, I don't know if I want to go there. They're not as cool as they used to be. Oh, they've fallen off. Oh, no. They don't care. They don't. And by the way, why wouldn't you want to play here? Drake May, young phenom QB, Mike Vrabel, respected former player, respected coach around the league. Josh McDaniels, known coordinator. It does not work as a head coach. No problem. I mean, you and Drake can blossom together for many moons. Can we get 4 or 5 years of those two, of Drake and Josh? Fantastic. Just like the show. I'll take it. I mean, honestly. And then you just go, pay T. Higgins whatever he wants. In fact, let me give you my top five offseason targets for the Patriots. Now, you know, I've already kind of given a spoiler alert for number one, right? So these will be free agency, trade like you suggested, draft. It doesn't matter. These are my top five guys that I want. I don't give a damn how you get them. T. Higgins is number one. Now, I am willing to pay him whatever he wants. And the reason why is because I do believe he's a number one wide receiver. We have seen guys in the past be in offenses where they're not really the focal point, and then they go to other teams and they fail. That's not T. Higgins. T. Higgins is playing alongside one of the greatest wide receivers we've ever seen in this game, in Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, this guy's a cheat code. He is an alien from outer space. T. Higgins has been the beneficiary of that, but I can't knock him for not being the top dog when you have an old-timer on the other side of you. And by the way, all he's done is put up numbers, T. Higgins I'm talking about, and he's learned from Ja'Marr Chase. He's learned from watching what a true number one wide receiver looks like. By the way, I think T. Higgins is going to come in here with a chip on his shoulder because he's probably just been hearing, you're not a true number one. You don't deserve the money. You don't this. You don't that. Great. That's exactly what I want. Give me a ticked off for greatness, T. Higgins. Thank you very much. That's number one. Number two, this is just a pipe dream, I think, because my gut says he will be gone. But if there is any way possible, can we get a smoking weed video on draft night? Or can we get something that knocks this kid down a little? Travis Hunter. If there is any way that the football gods can gift us Travis Hunter at number four, oh, my damn. I mean, that's what I want. Because now you fill two needs. He's already coming in as a corner. He's already accepted that. Great. You and Christian Gonzalez together. Good luck any team in the league, Mahomes included, throwing on the Patriots defense when you have two lockdown corners. Christian Gonzalez already is, and I believe Travis Hunter will be quickly. And then, obviously, you can have packages with him at wide receiver, especially if you spend the dough like I'm saying. You get a T. Higgins, then you have a Travis Hunter come in, certain packages, and then you keep, you know, expanding and teaching these young wide receivers who we don't think any of them can play. Somebody's got to be able to play, right? Someone will come to the forefront, whether it's a Jalen Polk or whoever. I like Pop Douglas. I like him a lot more as a number two wide receiver or a number three wide receiver. So Travis Hunter's second on my list. Third, listen, I'm not going to pretend to sit up here and be some black Mel Kiper Jr. I'm not. I can't tell you anything about any of these offensive linemen, but I will tell you this. I want a good left tackle. I don't give a damn where you get him. Free agency, draft, just a big, strong-looking dude from your local Stop and Shop. I don't care. Get me a big, intimidating dude from your local Market Basket to play left tackle. I don't give a rat's patootie. Get me somebody, anybody that can play left tackle, okay? Number four, Abdul Carter, pass rusher out of Penn State. I mean, this guy is just a freak. Now, he does look like he's going to need to eat some lobster rolls. He's going to need to go to a couple clam bakes. Like, he's got to bulk up a little bit. You know, he's kind of a skinny mini, but he can rush the passer like nobody's business. He's got a bag of pass rush moves. I tell this story. You know, I was in D.C. Covering the Commanders when they drafted Chase Young out of Ohio State. And they drafted him number two overall. And that year, you know, all the hype surrounding Chase Young was how big, strong, and physical he was. And he was. I mean, he still is. He's a force. But I remember on draft night, one of the knocks at the time was, yes, big, strong, physical, super talented, but relies on that too much. Needs to develop a pass rush bag, a plethora, a toolkit. And guess what happened? And, you know, he wasn't there long, maybe 3-4 years. In Chase Young's 3 or 4 years in Washington, he never developed that. He was just a physical freak. So, I think he had one good year out of those 3 or 4. And that was probably like his rookie year. And then it was all, you know, went to hell in a handbasket after that. Shaq hit the fan. And so it's because he didn't develop. This kid, Abdul Carter, is a complete opposite. He's got a bag. He's got the toolkits. He is fantastic. He just has to bulk up. That's on your strength and conditioning program, right? So I think that kid can be a stud, and I think he may be there at number four overall. And then my fifth, you know, most coveted target for the Patriots offseason is also in the draft, Mason Graham. I mean, this is another D lineman. This kid's out of Michigan. He is an absolute just monster. I think he's more pro-ready than Abdul Carter. Like, he's plug and play. He's ready to go right now. You know, he's not the best pass rusher. So, really, what you're getting there is just someone on the interior. He can play a little bit of end, but he's more of an interior guy. And he's going to be stout against the run. He's just going to be really good with Barnmore and some of these other guys, Keon White that you have. You know, I think Mason Graham's ready to rock and roll right now today. And the best part I like about him, I think the Patriots could trade back, actually. Now, hear me out. You got to stay in the top 10 to get this kid, Mason Graham. You know, could you trade back with the Raiders have been rumored? Maybe they want to move up, take Shadur. Maybe there's another team, you know, and I think the Bears pick like number 10th. Maybe you could, you know, trade with them. You would have to be in that sort of 6 through 10 range. So you would only trade back a little, but you would acquire more draft assets. You know, is that a fourth rounder or something? Who knows? But so what? You get another pick, and you still get this kid, Mason Graham. So I think I like those moves for the Patriots. T. Higgins, Travis Hunter, anyone that can play left tackle, Abdul Carter, which you'd probably stay at 4, or Mason Graham, which you could move back likely within that, you know, stay within the top 10, pick up another pick somewhere down the line. I think that's a very realistic sort of forecast for the Patriots offseason. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be insufferable. I mean, we just had a fantastic Red Sox offseason. If the Patriots nail it this offseason, oh, you can't tell me nothing. 617-779-7937. I ask you, if you were GM of the Pats, who would you be targeting this offseason? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas experience on the Graham and IG as well. If you were GM, if you were in charge of the Patriots, who would you be targeting this offseason. I want to hear from you. And coming up at 5, we'll switch gears and talk to Dave Ross from VSiN about gambling heavily on all these sports. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience, 617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls per use. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Talking Patriots here, talking top targets this offseason. And, you know, my list quickly, I think most of us have T. Higgins at the top of mine. You got to get that bona fide number one wide receiver. I believe he is. I would pay him as such. T. Higgins, I just would not take no for an answer. I would have to make him a Patriot this offseason. That would be my priority, along with fixing this offensive line. That's another target on my list. I didn't even put a name on it. I just said a good left tackle. I don't give a damn where you get him from. Go to the offensive line store and get one. You need a good left tackle. I love Travis Hunter. I know a lot of people, you know, have some trepidation about him. And I think that trepidation comes from Prime. I don't think it comes from Travis Hunter. I think a lot of people, you know, Prime rubs a lot of people the wrong way with his braggadociousness and his ego and all this. And people don't like Prime, and they don't like the Colorado Buffalo, and they don't like his son. And because of that, Travis Hunter is almost guilt. You know, it's like guilt by association. This kid, I mean, honestly, I've never seen anything like him. I grew up watching Charles Woodson do the same stuff in college. Charles Woodson was an absolute shutdown dominant corner. So is Travis Hunter. Charles Woodson returned kicks. So does Travis Hunter. Charles Woodson played wide receiver. Not like Travis Hunter did. I mean, this kid's unreal. We've seen guys do this before, but not to this level. And, you know, we've all watched this Patriots teams, you know, the past few years. They don't have playmakers. They don't have any playmakers. So Travis Hunter is a guy who can make plays on both sides of the ball. Yes, please, sign me up. I just don't think he'll be there at 4, and none of us think they're going to trade up for this kid. So, you know, I think it's a pipe dream anyways. Abdul Carter feels like someone that is much more realistic. You know, pass rusher out of Penn State. He does need to bulk up, though, to get more stout against a run. And then Mason Graham, I think, is more pro-ready. Defensive lineman at Michigan. More of an interior dude. He's just a really great complement to what you already have defensive line-wise. Not the best pass rusher you've ever seen, but he's very solid across the board in all aspects of playing that D-line. And I think more pro-ready than Abdul Carter. He's ready to rock and roll now. Plus, you know, you could likely trade back a little bit and still get him. You got to stay in the top 10, but I think you could still get him. You start looking around this league. I mean, we all know if you're doing like a power ranking, right? We all know the top 10 teams in whatever order. Off top of my head, how many teams is this? Eagles, Chiefs. Lions will be there again. Ravens, Bills. Those are obvious. What's that, 5? Then you have the newbies, Commanders. I think the Packers are here to stay. I like what the other Harbaugh, what Jim Harbaugh is doing out west with the Chargers. I'd put them in there. I think the Texans are for real. You know, you get Stroud now in year 3. I love D'Amico Ryans. So that's like 10 teams I would say would be top tier. And then I think the Patriots with a really good offseason can be in that next tier. I do. That next tier, like teams that are playoff capable but have flaws. So Bengals, you have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, no defense, right? Vikings, what do you do at quarterback now? Because Darnold's likely going to cash out. So is it J.J. McCarthy or are they in business for an Aaron Rodgers or something like that? Rams, is Stafford going to retire? You know, teams with these question marks. 49ers, is that a team that's going to bounce back? Or is what we saw last season, you know, just what they are? Is Brock Purdy not as good as they think he is? The Broncos, Bo Nix, really good defense, but is there anything more they can add offensively? Buccaneers with Baker Mayfield. I would put the Patriots sort of in that tier of teams with a really good offseason. You think I'm crazy? I mean, yeah, sure, the Bills have Josh Allen. Their championship is still open. Championship window, although I wonder how open it really is. Is it closing? But the Dolphins stink. The Jets stink. I mean, what the Patriots could absolutely be a fringe playoff wild card team next season. I believe that. You could have them in there with the Bengals and the Rams, 49ers, Vikings, Broncos, Bucks. Some of these teams that we could see making a playoff push, but we could also see one thing going wrong and them not being in. So with us and talk Patriots offseason. Get in here, 617-779-7937. We're talking Sox as well, Bruins. Dave Ross from VSiN joins us to gamble heavily next. And then I'll talk Celtics and the NBA All-Star festivities after that. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.